You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
For some people, being only a mother is not fulfilling. In fact, for them it's even degrading. But for others, the God-given privilege of being a wife and a homemaker is a real joy and a total fulfillment.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
O God of grace and Lord of life, look with tender mercy and love upon all mothers. Enable these, your blessed servants, to see the special role they play in your glorious creation. Strengthen discouraged wives and drive away all demons of despair and depression. Encourage mothers, strengthen them for the crucial task of raising the nation's citizens and establishing your leaders of tomorrow. Enable all mothers to rest in your blessed forgiveness, purchased with a supreme price, the obedient death of your Son, our Savior. O Lord, give our society women of kindness instead of selfish self-servers. Grant us women of virtue instead of followers of fickle trends and vain values. Bless us, O Lord, richly with mothers ready to accept the glorious privilege and the role you have given unto them to support their husbands, to properly raise their children, to be responsible for well-cared-for homes, and to serve you faithfully in your church. We pray this, O Lord, in the intercessory power of the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. In divorce papers filed at the Los Angeles County Courthouse last year, the wife of a famous television talk show host surprised the officials. This wife stated that she needed about $2,600,000 every year after the divorce to continue in the lifestyle that she was accustomed. She expressed a need of $71,000 every year to pay for a security service. She also stated her need for a maid, a cook, a personal aide, a secretary, and a gardener. This sensational divorce settlement demand created instant headlines. The legal question, however, is not new. In recent years, law courts, in their sincere efforts to be honest and fair, especially in divorce cases, have labored and struggled to determine the dollar and cent value of a housewife and a mother. A New York Times headline stated, "Family experts tackling question of housewives' worth." And you and I can be sure that in a society overrun by lawyers and in a generation when individual family members are encouraged to sinfully demand their rights, these nasty and ungodly questions, precipitated by demonic divorce proceedings, are almost certainly destined to increase. Now let's say this. Even if one had absolutely no use for the inspired teachings of the Holy Bible, which upholds marriage and is totally against divorce, even then simple common sense ought to cause any thinking person to seriously consider the opinion of an Illinois court. This court stated that any attempt to place a specific monetary value on the services of a housewife would degrade marriage and further destroy families. The court also stated that placing a monetary value on any family member would do much to remove the responsibilities shared by husbands and wives and children. Figuring out how much a person is worth would eventually make a family purely a mechanical organization. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are not going to spend our time needlessly arguing about how much in dollars and cents family members are worth. Instead, in obedience to God's holy and unchanging word, let us always honor God-fearing wives, dedicated homemakers, and especially our mothers. Already at the beginning of the Bible, Deuteronomy chapter 5, we read this: Honor your father and mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with you on the land which your God gives you. Again, in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus graciously reminds us to honor our mothers. Just look at the special favor that God has shown toward mothers. Imagine this: God selecting a young lady, not an angel, but a virgin of no great reputation or wealth, to bring His Son, our Savior, into this world. Let this Bible-based example be a divine encouragement to all mothers. Especially encouraged should be those who have been pressured into questioning their worth by liberation movements, which promote many times self-centered lifestyles. God has established motherhood as part of His divine plan, and no one, absolutely no one, shall change the will of God. And this is also why God has placed His indelible stamp of approval on the very special role of mothers. God's special influence is felt as mothers create a home. God also uses these mothers and homes to direct entire nations. It is still true today: the hand that rocks the cradle rules the nation. Presidents and premiers and kings openly testify to the guidance and strength that they received from their mothers while growing up. Many influential church leaders received a reverential attitude toward God and a respect for and complete reliance upon the pure teachings of the Word of God from their God-fearing mother. And so today, mothers, we on this worldwide outreach ministry give thanks to God for you. You are indispensable, you are important, and even though you are sometimes ignored by others, even by members of your own family, you as a mother are special to God. God is now and will continue to use you in a special way. Oh, may the Lord God Almighty lead the rest of us to seriously and joyfully consider what a blessing our mothers have been. I also want to take this opportunity to encourage you to take time out today for a special act of love. When this program is finished, get a pencil and a piece of paper and write your mother and tell your mother how much you love her and what she means to you. And if you no longer have a mother, then write a special mother in your community. Let her know that you appreciate all her tireless efforts, her endless patience, her special love, and her untold acts of kindness. Be sure as you do this to put your feelings in writing. Don't just pick up a phone and say a few nice things. Write it in a letter. Because after prayerful consideration, you will be able to better express your God-given thoughts of love more clearly. And this, the mother will also be able to reread your special words of love and encouragement, especially in her times of difficulty and trial. History reveals that for many centuries, women and mothers were treated very tragically. In Greece, they were frequently offered as booby prizes in athletic contests. Their tombs were frequently marked with a muzzle to indicate that they were not to talk. Sometimes, the tombs indicated a pair of reins to show that women were to be driven like animals by their husbands. In fact, in Rome, a husband held the power of life and death over his wife. But when God sent His Son into the world, His loving respect for women established at creation was affirmed. Through His powerful public acts, Jesus decisively demonstrated His love for women and for mothers. Jesus gave women and mothers the gift of forgiveness. He healed them, and He taught them the special secrets of the kingdom of God. In turn, these women served the blessed Savior. They made provisions for His journey. These women showed the Savior hospitality. Women were present to support and grieve for the blessed Savior at the terrible crucifixion. They were also the first eyewitnesses on Easter morning for the glorious and triumphant resurrection of Jesus Christ. Oh yes, in the early church, women and mothers were also part of the fellowship. They joined others in prayer and supplication. They were present at the election of Matthias, who replaced Judas the traitor. At Pentecost, women and mothers received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Mary, the mother of John, her home became the center of the early Jerusalem church. Lydia was the Apostle Paul's first convert in Europe, and Priscilla, with her husband Aquila, taught Apollos the truth of the gospel. The church of God is filled with example upon example of God's special place for women. And so today, if you are a mother, and no matter whether your children are 3 months or 35 years of age, live and rejoice in the love and mercy that God has shown toward you. Your gracious Heavenly Father used a miracle, a superhuman process, unmatched by modern science or technology, in order to sustain His creation when God gave you the blessing of pregnancy and the miracle of childbirth. Modern-day pressure groups or liberation movements may attempt to portray pregnancy negatively, or raising children may be shown as burdensome or undesirable. Housework may be portrayed as distasteful, but don't ever let these devious tactics dissuade you. Even if popular social trends frequently initiated, championed and promoted by the powerful media high priests, even if they cast motherhood in a negative light, don't let them take from you the joy that God has reserved for you in motherhood as He so graciously sustains His beautiful creation. Yes, as a mother, God is your strength. God is your ever-present help in trouble. He is your joy and your hope, and your friend who is always with you. As a response to His love and grace, let your feelings be like those of Mary, the mother of Jesus. When Mary learned that she was pregnant, she rejoiced and said, "My soul exalts the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For the Mighty One," Mary said, "has done great things for me, and holy is His name." In recent years, there has been a tremendous push to believe that if a housewife wants to be fulfilled, then she must place her children in a daycare center and find a job. Yet more recently, a backlash has been developing against this ego-centered lifestyle. A Denver mother of three children and the holder of a master's degree in English decided to stay home with her children. She said in a U.S. News and World Report magazine article that the choice she made was not easy and that she is now glad that she did it. "I can put off my career," she said, "but the fleeting years in which my children grow and change will never be offered to me again." Another mother, writing a guest editorial for Newsweek magazine, stated, "Before I quit working, I thought that it would make a difference to spend 10 or 11 hours a day with my children instead of 4 or 5. Now I know it does," she said. She said her family now has taken on an entirely new and positive tone. In St. Louis, the newspapers carried the tragic story of another talented young lady. She also was a victim of social pressure. Against her own personal desires, she lived with a terrible burden of false ideas that in order to be fulfilled, a woman must have a career. The attractive young lady was one of the area's first criminal lawyers. She was also the only woman to serve as the St. Louis County Bar Association president. But then she died tragically at the young age of 37 from liver failure and overconsumption of alcohol. She was torn between what she really wanted, a family, and what the pressures of society demanded, a career. According to the newspaper report, she wanted to be married, to have a husband, and to have a station wagon full of children. In all the pressures she could not cope, and alcohol was the only way out. Surely, we could all give our own human reactions and opinions to these situations, but instead, let us listen closely to what God is saying. I am reading from the Bible, 1 Timothy, and this is what it says. "Therefore, I want young widows to get married, to bear children, to keep house, and to give the enemy no occasion for reproach, for some already have turned aside to follow Satan." And again we read in Titus chapter 2, "Older women should encourage the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind, being subject to their husbands, that the word of God may not be dishonored." Oh, the demonic pressures on young mothers today is incredible. Many are torn and confused, and many make decisions that they know in their hearts are wrong. Mistakes are made. We all make mistakes, though, and we are all sinners. All we like sheep have gone astray, the Bible says, and for that reason we can never thank God enough for His love and His mercy and His grace and His forgiveness. And so, especially on this day, when we honor mothers of every age, let us always keep our eyes focused on the cross of Calvary where Jesus died. It is in the sin-cleansing power of the blood of the Savior that we have forgiveness for our sins. By His stripes, we are healed, the Bible says. In His resurrection, we are then also given the power and the strength to start over, to reconsider our values, to rearrange our lives, and to turn over a new leaf. On this special day as a mother, by the power that God is offering you, determine that you will live a life pleasing to God. The decision will not be easy. The devil will do his best to confuse you. But when you and your house, like Joshua, decide to serve the Lord, then God will indeed bless your household. This is God's promise, and God never lies. Amen.